This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You cruise down the aisle of most any grocery store, and what you're seeing, despite what you might think, isn't properly called just food. Most of it is what we've come to know as processed food. Cookies, crackers, cereal, even yogurt come crammed with various chemicals that'll let it sit on the shelf for a good long time, all the while containing enough sugar and salt to make it taste good. Processed foods are plus or minus 70% of what most of us eat. That's one distressing fact you'll learn when you read Melanie Warner's new book. It's called Pandora's Lunchbox. Melanie, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Who do we have to thank for processed foods?
There's a lot of different people throughout the ages that have created different products that have led to billion-dollar brands and billion-dollar foods. And nobody set out to dominate the American diet, to make everything that we're eating so highly processed and so technical. It was a gradual evolution, and it basically started 100 years ago. Most of the foods that we see at the supermarket and the middle aisles and the things at fast food restaurants simply didn't exist around 1900.
Is there one miracle product? I mean, was like xanthan gum or something just the thing that made this happen?
Gums were a big thing, for sure. I mean, that was a good guess.
There you go.
Yeah. They make a lot of processed foods congeal and stick together because, you're taking a lot of ingredients and you're trying to make them into a solid form of food. Yeah, that people will eat. So you need gums and then also starches. And the creation of technology to modify starches, chemically modify them and also modify them through heat processes was a big one because that allowed, without modified starches, frozen dinners, the sauces in them would just be all goopy and nasty when you took it out of the microwave. So that made a lot of processed foods possible.
Well, and it's built into the profit chain, too. I mean, come on.
It is. It is absolutely built into the profit chain. And there are a lot of scientists and a lot of even marketing executives at these companies that really care about trying to make their food healthier. They want to make their food healthier. But it's really difficult for them to do because it's not what they're designed to do. And a lot of times when they try and make healthy food and they take out things like sugar and salt, the products just kind of fall apart and oftentimes people don't buy them.
It occurs to me that we all sort of assume that processed foods are bad for us, but in fact we don't know, and this is going to get me out on a limb and get some letters here, but the FDA doesn't necessarily test everything that's out there.
No, they don't. There's 5,000 different additives that are allowed to go into our food.
And say that again. 5,000 additives that are allowed to go into our food.
Yeah, there are 5,000 additives, which is actually an estimate, and it's probably a somewhat conservative estimate. The number could be higher. And the reason we don't know for sure, which is something that was a little bit surprising to me, and it might be shocking to people, that the FDA doesn't actually know how many additives are going into our food. And this is in part because the regulation is not only self-regulatory, so the food industry is doing the testing to the extent that testing is being done, but it's also voluntary. The companies, the ingredient companies, don't actually have to tell the FDA about a new ingredient.
You have a great line in here about Greek yogurt and how the Greek yogurt industry doesn't like the term, thickeners, right? They call it texturing, I think.
Yeah, that's more the starch companies that are trying to sell these starches as a cheaper ingredient that yogurt manufacturers can use in lieu of doing traditional Greek yogurt. Traditionally, Greek yogurt is strained, but these straining machines are incredibly expensive. So some food manufacturers have decided to use starches and add it to them and call it Greek yogurt, even though it's really not Greek yogurt.
So do I have to go home now and on all the Greek yogurt in my fridge, because I eat a ton of it and my kids eat a ton of it, do I not have to go home and read all those labels, right?
You could. The original brands of Greek yogurt are going to be the authentic stuff.
Yeah.
If you're at the store and you see a Greek yogurt that's 50, 70% cheaper than all the other stuff, then you might want to look at the ingredient labels.
Oh, man. All right. That's kind of bad news for me. Melanie Warner, her book is called Pandora's Lunchbox. It's about processed foods. Melanie, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for having me.
We went out this morning on Twitter and Facebook, asked you for your favorite processed foods. Pepperoni, Fig Newtons, and fruit roll-ups made the list. Oreos, Kraft macaroni and cheese as well. Cereal, by God, was another one. And then we went around here to see how Marketplace compared.
What's processed food? What do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, Cheetos. I love Cheetos.
They're yummy and salty and cheesy.
Tyson's chicken. I like the nuggets.
I really like Sun Chips, but is that too all natural?
I love cheese balls.
I have a weakness for Twix.
Imitation crab.
I actually eat bagels every single day, and I don't buy them fresh from the bakery, so I know that they've been sitting on a shelf for like months and months, but I don't care because I love them so much.
Spam. All day, every day.